Hello, this is Matthew Tombers, and you're listening to WGXC, Acre, Catskill, Hudson.
WGXC always needs computer donations. If you have an old one you don't need, and it is either a Macintosh 2011 or newer 2.0 GHz or faster CPU, dual core or more, or Windows 2012 or newer 2.4 GHz or faster CPU, dual core or more, email info@wgxc.org for more information.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Mid-Hudson Cable, serving Columbia, Greene, and Southern Albany counties with digital cable, high-speed internet, and cable phone services for homes and businesses since 1971. Mid-Hudson Cable, all the right connections on the web at mhcable.com.
WGXE is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Catherine Cox of Rhinecliff, New York. WGXE's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXE as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin.
Stay tuned to this station.
Stand by for news.
Direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
Good evening from our newsroom in New York.
This is
Daily News and Weather Report.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant.
This is Tom Rowe. You can go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here.
Sarah Tapton reports for the Columbia Greene Media that Greene County is ignoring its own nepotism policy, allowing Greene County Sheriff Greg Seeley to hire his own son. The current policy of the county is, and I quote, Greene County will avoid the practice of or appearance of favoritism in hiring and the assignment of employees. Therefore, an employee's immediate relative will not be hired for or assigned to a position within the chain of command of the current employee or the same work unit as the current employee, end quote. Greene County defines immediate relative as a spouse, mother, father, brother, sister, or child. County's hiring manual also says that any county employee who has a relative seeking employment should completely recuse themselves from the hiring process. In July, Greene County Administrator Sean Groden said Matthew Seeley could not be hired until his father had retired as sheriff. Yet Seeley was allowed to hire his own son. Groden now seems to be saying that the policy that he defended in July was actually illegal. Catskill resident Scott Myers has filed a lawsuit against the county for violating its own hiring policy. Read more of this story at HudsonValley360.com. Amelia Teasdale reports in the Columbia paper that Kinderhook Town Supervisor Pat Grattan dropped the gavel for the final time after his 120th town board meeting on December 16th. Grattan, a Republican, has also served as mayor of the village of Valencia and chairperson of the Columbia County Board of Supervisors. He was first elected in 2009. Grattan's biggest accomplishment was the 2013 move of Kinderhook offices into an Ichabod Crane Central School District elementary school building that the town and village bought for $1. 20 community groups now use the building for events, with the building's former school cafeteria turned into a courtroom for the town. And there's also an electric car charger outside the building. Grattan ended his last meeting saying this was not a goodbye, but, and I quote, I want to say thanks instead, end quote. Read more about this story in the Columbia paper. Liz Young reports in the Albany Business Journal that Governor Andrew Cuomo signed a law giving small businesses more leeway to fix certain violations before facing fines. Small businesses, independently owned and operated companies with no more than 100 employees, will now get a 15-day period to correct certain minor violations before they are fined.
Cuomo vetoed the same bill last year, saying the bill's exemptions allowing for fines when a violation endangered public health and safety were not strict enough. Assemblyman John McDonald III, a Democrat, made the change, and this year Cuomo made it law. McDonald said, and I quote, "We continue to not only improve the tax climate here, but we also continue to try to improve the overall perception of New York State that it is trying and succeeding in some parts on trying to be more business friendly," end quote. Read more about this story in the Albany Business Journal. Ariel Zangler reports in the Daily Freeman that so far a hand recount of ballots in the Ulster County District Attorney election has found only three possible discrepancies, but there are at least 14 more towns in Ulster County to count. Republican Commissioner of Elections Thomas Turco said, and I quote, "The process is moving along," end quote, and should be completed in early to mid-January. Republican Michael J. Kavanaugh led by three votes over Democrat David Clegg on election night. Then Clegg was leading by 79 votes out of 53,623 cast, a margin of 0.15% after the absentee ballots were added. So far, the three discrepancies were, and I quote, "not due to any problems with the voting system," end quote, and would make it a 78-vote lead, according to Turco. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Sarah Tafton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Catskill Housing Authority is considering Rental Assistance Demonstration, or RAD, a program of the Department of Housing and Urban Development. The seven-year-old federal program gives housing authorities additional financing options, among other things, providing a way to rehabilitate and or repair housing units. The Hudson Housing Council approved the RAD conversion for Bliss Towers in November. Catskill Housing Authority Chairman Sam Aldi said, and I quote, "We are going through historic changes. This has never been done before," end quote. Aldi said the Catskill Housing Authority Board is currently in the educational phase of discussing the RAD and provided informational packages to tenants at its last meeting. CHA Interim Executive Director Tim Matisse denied the authority has any intention of privatizing. Matisse said, and I quote, "We are looking to maintain and control our public housing authority assets," end quote. The Housing Authority Board is also undergoing some personnel changes. Board members Kimberly Jones-Holt and Louise Schwartz have resigned. Two people have put their names forward for consideration, but Aldi declined to identify them until they are officially appointed. He said, and I quote, "I think we have some really good candidates," end quote. Village President Vincent Seeley said the Village Board will vote on the Jones-Holt and Schwartz replacements January 11th. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting legislation intended to protect the New York livestock industry from the Asian longhorn tick has been signed into law. The measure was sponsored by Assemblywoman Dee Dee Barrett, Democrat of Hudson, and State Senator Jennifer Metzger, Democrat of Rosedale. The law directs the Department of Environmental Conservation to include the Asian longhorn tick on the invasive species list and on the DEC's Comprehensive Plan for Invasive Species Management. It also calls for the Department of Agriculture and Markets to develop and distribute to farmers an informational pamphlet on Asian longhorn tick treatment, management, and prevention. The East Asian longhorn tick was first reported in the United States in 2017, and it is the first new invasive tick species to enter the country in 50 years. It is currently found in seven states, including parts of New York. As of August 2019, there were no reported instances of longhorn tick being harmful to humans, but it can transmit diseases to livestock, and the tick has also been found on people, pets, and wildlife. In Asia, the species carries a virus that kills 15% of victims through hemorrhaging, organ failure, and blood loss. The female of the species can reproduce without mating, laying thousands of eggs after a single feed. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. James Allen is reporting for the Times Union. Ichabod Crane athletes were named to the Times Union High School All-Star teams this season. Forward Logan Grote Sr. and midfielder Edgar Gomez Jr. were named to the first team for small school boys soccer. Grote scored a team-high 24 goals, the last of which came in a narrow loss to Schuylerville in the Section 2 Class B final. Grote also landed a spot on the Colonial Council's first team and contributed 7 assists. Gomez was named the Colonial Council's most valuable player, scoring 17 goals and adding 9 assists for the Riders. Tight end Hayden Brockman, Sr., was named to the Times Union Small School Football Team. 4-year starter and 3-year captain of the Riders, Brockman was the Class B Reinford first team selection for the 3rd consecutive year, this time at defensive end. He played several positions this season for Ichabod Crane, and sophomore Elise Brennan was named to the girls' tennis second team in the singles category. Reprinted story in the Columbia paper. Casey Sealer is reporting for Capital Confidential. Governor Andrew M. Cuomo intends to bring together a panel of experts to, and I quote, re-examine and rethink strategies to bring high-speed rail to New York, end quote. Cuomo announced the latest preview of his upcoming State of the State address December 26. The announcement said the governor would, and I quote, take a panel of engineers to re-examine past high-speed rail plans, question and rethink every assumption and method, and recommend a new plan for how to build faster, greener, more reliable high-speed rail in New York, end quote. Cuomo took issue with those who say high-speed rail technology is, and I quote, too expensive, too difficult, and takes too long, end quote. The existing Empire Corridor, the rail lines connecting New York City, Albany, and Buffalo, has been criticized as in significant need of infrastructure upgrades. The numerous high-speed rail proposals previously failed due largely to cost and the time needed for construction. Cuomo has rolled out more than a dozen agenda items ahead of his State of the State address. The annual speech will take place at the Empire State Plaza Convention Center Wednesday, January 8th. And you can read the full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog.
And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day.
National Weather Service in Albany has issued a winter storm watch from Sunday, December 29th at 4 p.m. until 1 a.m. on Tuesday, December 31st. There's expected to be rain, freezing rain, sleet, and snow falling at different points during that period of time. Sunday, there's a chance of rain after 2 p.m. with increasing clouds and a high near 37. Then there's a low of 32 on Sunday night with rain in the forecast, 100% chance of rain Sunday night. Freezing rain continues Monday morning, then turns to just regular rain from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Then there could be some sleet mixed in after 4 with a high near 34. Monday night, sleet is in the forecast, then possible snow showers late in the evening with a low around 31. Tuesday, snow showers are likely in the morning, then turning to rain and snow showers, then just rain later in the day as the temperature gets to 41 degrees. Tuesday night, rain and snow showers are still in the forecast, but there's just a 30% chance by that point. Should be mostly cloudy with a low around 27. You're listening to the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, radio for open ears.
Get a local event mentioned on All Together Now. Go to WGXC.org and click on Add an Event at the top of the page. And copy and paste the information about your event in the boxes. Let's all get involved in our community. See what's going on at WGXC.org in the community calendar.
On Sunday, December 29th, Riley Walker, Chris Forsythe, and Garcia Peoples perform at the Colony in Woodstock at 8 p.m. That's it for this week's WGXC Community Calendar. You can add your own event and hear it right here on the radio by visiting wgxc.org/calendar.
So you can find out all sorts of things to do in your neighborhood, over the bridge and down in the valley, up on the mountaintop, and more in the WGXC community calendar online at wgxc.org. If you want to step outside, you can hear all about what's going on there. For instance, New Year's Eve, you can find out about all sorts of musical performances in the area. Cover bands Thrown Together and Travis also performs with fireworks at midnight at the Blackthorn Resort on New Year's Eve. Chris Wells and the Silver Spaceship, that's Jeremy Bass, Aaron Kotler, Jennifer Maidman, Marta Waterman, Lisa Wexler, and Annie Whitehead. They're at the Colony Cafe in Woodstock New Year's Eve. Cowboy Jim Dope and the Wild Weeds, that's Leah and Michael, are D-O-A-P, and the Wild Weeds are Slink Moss and Friends. Cowboy Jim and Friends also perform at the Taconic Wayside Inn on New Year's Eve. The Digits play at the Crossroads Brewery in Athens. The Felice Brothers, Ian Felice, James Felice, William Lawrence on drums, and Jessica Hume on bass. From Ulster County, Palinville Way too, I think some of them are up there. Club Helsinki, they'll be at on New Year's Eve. The Telepathic Moon Dance is at the Avalon Lounge. That's bandleader Walker Adams has played drums for St. Vincent and fusion bassist Percy Jones. His lineup, he's bringing all kinds of musicians up to perform in the Telepathic Moon Dance starting at 9. Then DJ Matt at after 11. Live on the radio, too, at WGXC 90.7 FM and live in person at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill New Year's Eve. Also, BSP in Kingston has Phony People, DJ Sterling, and DJ Styles. Bella's Bar Talk are at the Gateway City Arts in Holyoke, Massachusetts. New Year's Eve, go to the WGXC community calendar online at wgxc.org for details about all these events and more. And remember, you can always put your community event online in the WGXC community calendar. Go to wgxc.org. Click on the community calendar and the add an event button and copy and paste all the information about your event. Soon, folks like me will be reading about your event on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM and online at wgxc.org in the community calendar.
WGXE welcomes audio responses from listeners. Anyone can call and leave a message with WGXE, and we'll play it on the air. Call 518-291-WGXE and leave up to a 3-minute message for airplay. Hear something you disagree with? Want to speak out on an issue? Plug your band's show? Let your neighbors know something important? Call 518-291-9492 and leave a 3-minute message anytime about any issue. That number again is 518-291-WGXE. 518-291-9492.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson, listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Amelia. I'm a student at Hudson High School, and I'm also from Hudson.
I'm Lena, and I am a student of MC Smith, and I am also from Hudson.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love,
books we hate.
Oh, okay. I didn't know when you were gonna start finishing the intro for me, so I had to guess.
So, yeah. All that good stuff. And we're gonna talk about some books and other bookish things today. So we'll talk a little bit about some of our favorite reads and perhaps views or listens from the past year.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering, what are some of your favorite books you read this year? They don't have to have been published this year, just that you've read this year.
Okay.
But you can say it's from this year if you want. I mean, don't lie. But
it's a good thing it doesn't. It's a good thing it doesn't need to be published this year, because I don't like keep track of stuff like that.
Yeah, no. Me either.
I was like, I wasn't prepared for this episode. I didn't do my homework.
Yeah.
But pretty much everything I've read in my English class this year so
Shout
far.
Shout out to Miss Neer.
Yeah, she's so great. She's such a great teacher. Pretty much everything I've read in my English class has been, like, at the very least, like, extremely, like, engaging. Mm-hmm. Probably helps because she taught. But my favorite book that I've read so far in her class has been The Book Thief by Marcus Zusak. Cool. Our entire class has collectively agreed that he probably sold his soul to something to be able to write that book as beautifully as he did. But I loved every character. I loved all the Death Diary segments. They were amazing and beautiful. We even have, like, a favorite chapter. I think it's, like, Death's Diary, the Parisians, which is gorgeous. And we made a blackout poem out of it, which was also fun. But, yeah, I just love, love, love that book. I don't know if I got the chance to talk about it on here yet, because last week we started talking about movies, maybe, or something. I haven't been here in a few weeks.
If you haven't, you've talked about The Book Thief.
I've talked about The Book Thief, but I don't remember if I actually told you what it was about.
You did.
I did? Okay, good. Okay. It's a great book. I haven't been here in a while. I'm confused.
We've missed you. Do you have any other favorites?
But just things I've read for myself? Oh, I need to think back. It's hard to believe that it's like almost the end of the year already.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to think back, maybe things I've read during the summer. I read another book by Todd Strasser. I read Fallout. That was good. I read more Wings of Fire books.
Always good.
Yeah, because I think the latest one came out this year. Another comic came out this year, the one I was looking forward to the most.
For Wings of Fire.
For Wings of Fire, yeah. The third one. So that came out, and that was fun to read and look at. And just stare at the pages, hypnotized by all the colors.
Yeah.
And is that all I can think of? Yeah.
How about
It's hard to, like, recap the whole year.
Yeah, it is. And I feel like I oftentimes forget, like, was that this year or was that the year before? And I have to look back at my notes to find out.
Yeah.
That's why I keep track, because I can't otherwise.
Yeah.
But yeah, Lena, what are some of your favorite books you've read this year?
My favorite book so far that I've read this year, the first manga, Ruby, and it's like very interesting. Mm-hmm. The second manga, which is also Ruby, and the third one, which is also Ruby.
The series is called Ruby?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I just got the new, not the newest book, but like the last book of the series from Ruby.
I didn't know they came out with so much like literature for that show, because originally it was an internet series.
Oh, okay.
Well, I say was, but I'm pretty sure it's still going on. I just lost interest in it. The way it spells actually RWBY, because it has a very heavy themes with colors. So it's like red, white, blue, yellow.
Okay.
Main characters follow that, like black, yellow. Oh no, red, not red, white, blue, yellow. Red, white, black, and yellow.
Oh.
Yeah.
The main characters like follow all those color schemes, so that's like the theme of it. And I only got the first manga, and then I read it, and then I gave it to my friend. But I did not know they came out with second and third and like little novelettes. Yeah. That's cool.
Do you have any other favorites you want to talk about?
Dork Diaries.
Oh yeah,
I used to read those.
I've never read them. I know, I need to read one at least.
Feels like 15 more have come out since I stopped reading them.
Wait, really?
Feels like so many more have come out. Didn't one come out, like, published by, like, the guy crush that she has?
Isn't that from his POV series?
Oh,
I forget what it's called.
Yeah, because the author started making something from his POV, and I was like, that's cool. And then I walked away. Because The Handmaid's Tale is having cool stuff coming out for its sequel, and I was like, that's intriguing.
Yeah. So, I remember that I was like, I'm never going to read this book ever again because this was such a horrible book when I was little. And then my friend ended up reading it. It actually sounded good for once. And I ended up loving the series. Shout out to Rachel Rochelle, I think her last name is.
Last name is Rochelle or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It scares me how much I remember the covers of these books more than the contents.
The New Kid was really good.
Oh, yeah, that's one of my favorites from this year, too.
And That's all I can remember that I read.
The New Kid is by Jerry Craft, who often comes to the Children's Book Festival.
Nice.
And The New Kid was on, like, a ton of best books of the year lists.
Yeah.
Because it was that good. Because Lena and I have very good taste.
Yeah. So.
So do you, Amelia. Don't worry. You just didn't read that book.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, okay.
Wow.
Oh, I forgot one.
Just let me sit here and talk about my dragons, okay?
Okay. Well, no. Well, me and my brother also love dragons.
Yes.
So, like,
dragons are awesome.
Dragons are great.
Have you watched The Dragon Prince?
I've heard of it and I've seen commercials for it, but I have not watched it yet.
But it is very good so far. And one last book, well, if like four last books. Uh-huh. Smile by Rena Teljmer. Drama, Sisters, Guts.
I haven't read Guts yet. I still need to read that one. And Ghost, I haven't read either.
Oh, yeah, I forgot Ghosts. And that's all I remember. Because, like, you can't be like, oh, that's all you read this year. Because I can't remember.
You can't remember certain things. Yeah. Like, it's the really outstanding books that stand out in your memory.
I couldn't remember because I actually won an award in third grade. The person who borrowed the most books. and when it was the end of the year.
I'm in the running for that one.
When it was the end of the year, the teacher was like, who reads the most books? And everyone looked at me and they're like, oh. And like, even the people right next to me, like, and I was scared. And everyone, like, well, most people raised their hand. And they guessed a few other people other than me because I knew it was pretty obvious.
When I was in, like, third grade, I think my teacher tried to get me to read, like, books according to my Lexile number, which weren't the books I wanted to read.
No.
I'm like, those are college books. I want to read about my dragons. And she's like, you should read this. And I'm just like, no. But, you know, small me is probably just, like, sitting there just like, you're about to make me very mad in a few seconds. And I'm not going to do anything because I'm a child, but you're going to make me mad. And I will sit here and be mad at you.
So
I can't pose any substantial threat, but I will be mad.
If I were you, I'd probably be like, hey, you're making me read these college books. I want to see my dragons.
They would have been, like, textbooks, and I would have been sad.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is this?
Well, speaking of reading outside of your age group, I read a lot of books that are not adult books. But I'm going to tell you my favorite. I'm actually going to skip the adult books, and I'm going to skip the picture books, because you all know I read a lot of picture books. But since you two are sort of middle grade and teen fiction age, primarily,
9 years old.
Although you read adult books, too.
Yeah, I'm actually getting assigned adult books now, so I don't know what I'm supposed to talk about anymore. Because, like, they're assigning me, like, books in, like, in English that would have, like, very mature themes, but I still feel like a child, even though I'm 17, so I'm like, am I an adult reading this? Am I a child? Am I an adolescent? What's going on?
Yeah. So I read a lot of books, and so it's hard to pick my favorites, and it's hard to remember, as Lena was saying, but so one of the things I started doing this year was every month I keep track using Goodreads, which is like an online program where you can track your reading.
You've got like this like down to a system. Look at us trying like desperately to grasp at straws. Like, what books do we read this year?
Yeah. So what I've started doing is every month I figure out how many books I read that month, and then I pick my 9 favorites and I make a little image that's 9 book covers in it. So that way I can like look back and be like, what did I read this year? And what were my favorites? And I would say it's hard to pick my favorites. New Kid would definitely be up there, which Lena also loved. And I'm sure Amelia would if she read it.
Wait. Oh, The Darkest Part of the Forest is on there.
Yeah. I think when I think about this year, one of the things I think about is I read a lot of poetry this year. I hadn't previously read that much poetry, but both like Amelia and I especially, but also Lena, read a lot of poetry on the show. And then I also read a lot of collections of poetry. So that was really fun. And I did that on purpose. Like I made myself pick out some poetry books I wanted to read. I also read, I think, everything that Tilly Walden has ever published in print form, not counting if she was in some kind of compilation of comics, but all of her graphic novels that she's published.
Hmm.
And I think my 2 favorites of hers that I read this year, one is On a Sunbeam, which is like a sci-fi interesting story. And then one was called Spinning, which is a memoir about her childhood and teen years where she was a ice skater. She was on a team dancing.
You told me about
group.
Spinning and you showed me some of the pictures in that.
Yeah.
I thought that was really pretty.
So I think that stands out when I think back on this year. I have a lot of favorites. It's hard to pick. And I'm still reading really good books. And, you know, the year isn't over yet. So,
yeah.
Like, I've read some this month that might make it on my list. Mm-hmm. But most of those are adult books, so I'm not going to talk about them.
Wait.
But one of my favorite teen books I read this year, like when I'm thinking back on the year, there's a lot of favorites. But there was one called Anna Dressed in Blood by Kendare Blake, which is an older book. It was published several years ago, I think. That was like a really satisfying teen horror, like fantasy horror book. I really liked that one. When I was thinking back, like, what were some of my favorites? That one stood out. And I was like, that's interesting. Because I did really like it at the time, but I don't know. It's not really my go-to genre or something. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so those are a handful of my favorites from the year. So how about visual media, like movies or TV? Do you have any favorites that you watched this year?
I'm glad that you asked.
Well, because it's just my guilty pleasure, but I'm looking forward to hopefully getting It Chapter 2 for Christmas, even though it wasn't that good. I'm like, I need to have both. If I have one, I can't just not have the sequel. I liked, what other movies did I see this year?
Yeah, it's hard to think back.
Well, on Earth? I saw Joker. That was amazing.
I haven't seen that one yet.
My friend wanted me to see it a second time, and I'm like, I don't know if I can mentally handle that a second time. Let's just wait until it comes out. It was mentally exhausting to watch. Oh, what other movies came out in 2019? A lot of bad Disney remakes me and my dad went to see just because we wanted to see. And I think we've unanimously decided that we will not go to any more bad Disney remakes. I haven't seen Frozen 2 yet. I wanted to because my friend said 4. It's all right. I didn't see Toy Story 4. Me and my mom were so, like, hooked and, like, you know, like, kind of, like, nailed down to the ending of the third one that we were like, we don't really want to see the fourth one. Let's just let us have our good, clean, rounded, like,
it's worth
trilogy.
It's cute.
Wait, does it have to be from 2019, like, the movies?
No, you just have to have seen it this year.
Darn it.
It's not movies of all time, Lena. That's for another show.
I'm not going to be talking about a lot of movies because I'm going to be talking about a lot of stuff that I like, anime.
I don't know if I've watched any new anime, like, this year, but I have watched, like, me and my dad, he sat down and, like, made it his mission to watch everything on Disney Plus. He might be making a blog about it, but I managed to sit him down, and we sat down and, like, I've started watching Gravity Falls together again, and it's bringing back so many memories, and I'm just like, yay! One of my parents is actually into something that I'm also into!
That's nice.
I'm so happy! But, yeah. The Mandalorian is all right, because Baby Yoda's in it. I genuinely don't know how motivated I would be to watch The Mandalorian if Baby Yoda wasn't in it, and that kind of scares me. Me and my dad watched an old movie called Black Hole, which was Disney's attempt to compete with Star Wars before they owned Star Wars.
Interesting.
That was pretty old, and it was very funny because of the quality and the time it was made. Mm-hmm. And I watched part of a movie called Willow and then, stopped because I got bored. I'm like, this is Lord of the Rings, but worse.
Well, what about you, Lena? What are some of your favorite things you've watched this year?
I am glad that you asked. Avengers Endgame.
Endgame came out this year. Why didn't I think of that? That's so weird. That feels like it was such a long time ago.
It does, yeah.
Yeah, even though it came out in the summer and I'm like, oh, let's go watch that. Yeah.
I keep forgetting that also, the Captain summer Marvel was a part of this year.
Yeah.
And I was surprised that Captain Marvel came out this year because I was thinking it came out a while ago.
Oh, Captain Marvel came out this year,
Wait,
too?
Wait, really?
I love that also. I have a funny story about Endgame. It has no spoilers, but I have a funny story about Endgame. Do I still have to worry about spoilers for Endgame in December of 2019?
I'm gonna,
just in case.
We've all seen it.
Yeah,
most of us.
But,
okay, spoiler alert, listeners, plug your ears.
Kinda.
If it's in case.
My dad wanted to get there super early because he was convinced the theater would be packed, which it was. I think it was, like, the day after opening night. And, you know, it's an Avengers movie, so it doesn't matter if it's the day after opening night. It's still going to be packed. We went there, and we went into the theater, and the theater's crowded already. And we're, like, a half an hour, like, early. And we're like, what is up with this? It's already so crowded. I'm walking around. Everyone's quiet. Everyone's eating snacks. And I make eye contact with a friend of mine named Luke in the front row. And I'm like, what are you doing here? And he goes, what are you doing here? And points. And on the screen is Captain America dancing with his, like, 19-whatever's girlfriend because he goes back for her. And I'm like, what's this, a commercial? And then I look around, and I'm like, wait a minute. So me and my parents like dash out of the theater because we realize, wait a minute, this is the end of the previous showing. Oh. And at the time, I for some reason thought that the lady he was dancing with was Black Widow.
Okay.
And I was like, this is weird. This isn't right. And then we ran out of the theater, and I'm pretty sure some people applauded us as we ran away, which was funny. My dad waved, and then we just sat outside the theater, and I'm just in here like, is this early enough for you, Dad? Was it early enough?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oops. Sitting there with my popcorn, like, being very embarrassed.
Aww.
Having to face everyone as they walk out of the theater. I'm sitting there on that little red bench that's in Spotlight Cinemas, and I'm just like,
That's funny.
Yeah.
Saddened.
Yeah. When I went there, I was like, where are all these people? Because I expected there would be like a pack of people and they're like, woohoo. And there was only like three of us in the theater. Well, I guess more seats for us.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like what my family likes to do is like to take off their shoes in the theater.
I couldn't
put
do
their
that.
Feet on the armrest.
On the armrest? No, no, I couldn't do that
no.
either. That would be awful. I'd just be like, why?
I don't like it because, like, I'm the shortest, and sometimes I can't even see because there are people who have, like, their hair, like, really up or their hair is, like, puffy or something.
I will. If the theater is small enough and it's not an opening night, I will not be ashamed to put my feet on the seat in front of me. Just be like, don't sit in front of me. This is your sign. And people still sit in front of me when I do it. Which, how, like, it's an obvious cue of not, don't sit in front of me, but they still do it. And I'm like,
they're like, lady, this chair is not
you want
for you.
To, like, my foot is like in the perfect like angle to kick them in the head if they do sit down. Not
yeah,
by
don't
like,
do it.
Like, no, I mean that as in like if they were to sit down, they would slam their head into the heel of my boots.
Oh, so really, you wouldn't be kicking
technically
them in the head?
Be,
they'd
be just
headbutting.
They'd
be
headbutting me in the sole of the foot. Oh, I'd just be like, what? Sitting here all comfortable and you're just gonna okay.
Yeah,
but yeah, me and my dad have a very identical like opinion of movie theaters. I prefer it to be like me being the only one in there with my friends, or if there are people there, you sit as far away from us as possible. Huh. It's awful.
I recently watched My Hero and the new episodes and the movie.
My friend went to a showing of the movie and a lot of cosplayers were there.
So, the first thing that I thought to myself as soon as the show started was an anime that was, like, my first anime that I ever watched before. And it's called Madoka Magica.
Oh my god. I'm sorry. I have a bit of a flashback. Continue.
Okay, so the main character is this girl with pink hair. She's really short, and pretty sure that she's like the shortest one who I've ever seen, like in the whole entire show. And they have like 102 episodes or something.
And it's all typical like magical girl anime fare until like episode 4, when you realize this isn't Sailor Moon and this might not be meant for children. It's probably an older teen thing. It's not, like, an adult show, especially. But I wasn't expecting episode 4. I think it was episode 4. And I wasn't expecting everything that came after episode 4. But everything that came after episode 4 happened. So I was like, okay.
But
frightened?
I was very, very mad that on the last episode that Madoka was like, oh, I have to leave my family, and she becomes this like magical goddess or something.
I heard
and she
that
gets,
the ending wasn't like, great from like some friends.
I don't like it because I just don't like it.
Well, it's hard to stick an ending in everything.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure a lot of people weren't happy with Avengers Endgame either.
But it's weird because it's an end. It is an end and
I have
a conclusion.
Controversial.
But there's
going to
be more movies about those characters.
Of course there
are. So it's an end, but is it really an end?
Yeah, I know. I have an awful opinion of like Black Widow and Hawkeye, and that is that I'm indifferent and am uninterested by both of them, and no one agrees with me. My friend's like, Hawkeye is awesome. And my other friend is like, Widow is awesome. And I'm like, but why? They're boring. So when there's a point in the movie where they're, like, fighting to see which one of them will die. And I'm just in here like,
You're like, who cares?
I don't care. one of you fall off the cliff already. Can we get on with this? I want to see more Spider-Man.
I like them both, but I've also read a bunch of comics featuring the two of them. Not together, but like separate comics series.
Are the comics better?
I think maybe that's why I like their characters a little bit more.
Yeah, I just found them both boring.
Which is interesting because they're the two that are like not magical or any way, or they don't have like
superpowers. That's why they're boring.
But I think it's interesting because there's all these like characters that are like, you know, all about like the biggest stuff. I mean, I guess Tony is mostly technology and bravery.
Mm, yeah.
but they're like fighting alongside the Hulk.
He's technology and money.
Yeah. And so I think it's kind of cool that they can, like, survive amongst these, like, massive superheroes with superpowers like Captain Marvel. And I don't know. So that's part of why I find them interesting is that they are less super.
And ever since Endgame and ever since Joker more so, I've been throwing myself more into DC to see if I can get into that.
Yeah.
Which has some really, really interesting storylines. And the one I'm, like, kind of into right now and trying to read in fragments on the internet is, like, Flashpoint, where it takes place in an alternate universe where I guess Flash's mom is dead in most continuities, I think, because there are a lot of them. But in this one, he manages to save her, and it causes, like, a ripple effect. And the one main storyline that I'm, like, into in this, like, alternate universe is, like, the one where Martha and... What's his dad's name? The Waynes, the adult, his parents, Bruce Wayne's parents don't get killed, but Bruce Wayne does, which leads to his dad becoming Batman and his mom losing her mind and becoming the Joker. And I'm like, this is cool. I want to read this. I'm trying to read it. I'm unsuccessfully trying to read it through YouTube reviews and pictures on the internet that I can find of panels. Mm. It's very cool. Martha Wayne has the big purple coat and everything, and I'm just like, this is awesome. This is so cool.
Do you have any favorite music from this year?
Did Happier by Marshmello and the other guy come out this year? Well, look at me go.
Sure.
This is it.
I don't know.
This is where I fall, people. But I don't like the artists behind any music, but I'm pretty sure Happier came out this year, and that's pretty good. Oh. And... I went to see a Shinedown concert this year. I know none of their music came out this year,
but
I went
part to see of your a Shinedown year. Concert,
and it was that fun. Counts. There was a lot of pyro, and I was like, that's cool. So I sat in the Times Union Center and watching the mosh pit, like, throw entire bottles of soda into the air.
Whoa.
That was amazing. It was very exciting. It was very fun.
Yeah.
What about you, Lena?
Yeah.
I think I'd have to say... I don't know.
See, music is a blank point.
Oh, wait. I just realized it's something that I listen to a lot. I forgot what it was called. Yeah, you can say what you one of the musics that you like. I can't remember, so I have to remember it.
For me, I think more about albums than songs. There are a few albums that stood out to me this year. One is Jamila Woods, who did this album that was... Each song was named after a person from history.
Well, that's interesting. That's a cool way to do an album thing.
It's called Legacy Legacy.
That's so cool.
And then Carly Rae Jepsen has a new album, and I've never been like a huge Carly Rae Jepsen fan. It's not that I haven't liked her music, but I haven't been really drawn to it. But this album was really good, the new one that came out. And Rosalia, who I think she had her big debut, or her big album, at least on an international scale. I think that came out the year before, but she had like a bunch of hits this year that I really liked. She's a Spanish singer. And who else? I'm sure there's more. Those are the ones that are jumping out at me.
Musicals count?
I just remembered what it was. Yes.
Okay.
Creeper. Oh man,
that didn't come out this year. That's an old song.
Yeah,
that's
but I still parody. Listened to it a lot this
I
year.
I do. I did discover.
Who's that by?
It's a parody song on the internet.
Captain Sparkle.
But I did discover. I did discover Emily Autumn and like World Order this year, which are two very different genres of music. But I did. Those are people I've discovered this year. So, yeah. That and In the Heights, because there's a movie coming out for that.
Oh, yeah. In the Heights. I want to watch that.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, we're sadly out of time for today. But we can talk more after the show.
Yes.
and we'll be back next week to talk about some more books. But thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Happy reading. Yeah. Happy New Year.
And happy doing other stuff.
Bye.
Bye.
Lately, I've been thinking, I want you to be happier. I want you to be happier. When the morning comes and we see what we've become, in the cold light of day, we're a flame in the wind, not the fire that we begun. Every argument, every word we can't take back, 'cause with all that has happened, I think that we both know the way that the story ends. Then only for a minute, I want to change my mind, 'cause this just don't feel right to me. I wanna raise your spirits, I want to see you smile, but no, that means I'll have to leave. I'm left there with my thoughts, and the image of you being with someone else, well, it's eating me up inside. But we ran our course, we pretended we're okay. Now if we jump together, at least we can swim far away from the wreck we made. Then only for a minute, I want to change my mind, 'cause this just don't feel right to me. I wanna raise your spirits, I want to see you smile, no, that means I'll have to leave.
Stay.